different than mine, of course.
Yeah, my walk-up music would be a little different. There is some interesting stuff that I would be willing to play. For example, this is one of the things that I found that I really liked using.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, this is...
It ain't musical unless it's got guitars, man.
The audience would know Seth is coming up now, not Chris, Seth, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. All right, so I guess for Tom, we would need something like this. 260 for my shirt, 260
for my shirt, so sexy. Oh, by the way,
yeah, Ben.
And I am our general manager was doing some manual labor, which we encourage around here. A small group was out at our transmitter site cleaning out our archives.
Yeah, okay?
So we have junk there, you know, paperwork that you have to store for 10 years, but now you can shred and get rid of.
Bodies of old hosts.
Right. We found a sports director Tom King publicity photo from the 1980s.
Real? When he had hair?
Tom still does not have hair in this photograph.
That's 30 years ago.
It's posted now on our Instagram account for the Everything Lumberjacks website, which is where, you know, Tom does the Walsall East high school games. So I've put that picture up there. This is a vintage 1980s Tom King.
Beautiful. Does he know? Did we tell him?
I'm sure it will be tweeted or sent back to him in very fast order.
Love it. I love it. Yes, we need more of that. Many, many, many more of that. Awesome. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are in the news as far as entertainment is concerned, and they've decided, yes, it's their wedding and they're adults, but no, we're going to let the kids plan the wedding. Angelina says, we are discussing it with the children and how they imagine it might be, which is verging on hysterical. Now kids envisioning a wedding, they will in a way be the wedding planners. It's going to be either Disney or paintball. I'm voting for paintball. I'll just use real guns. Here is some interesting news. Legendary DJ Casey Kasem. Now, you know, we've talked about this, that Casey Kasem has been, gone with it. Nobody knew where the heck he was. Casey Kasem has been found. On Monday, a judge ordered a search for legendary DJ Casey Kasem. He's been found in Washington State. He's 82 years old, suffering from a progressive form of dementia. He cannot speak. His kids have been fighting with his wife, Jean, which, by the way, you need to look up Jean Kasem, and you'll see what the deal is, over his care to the point where they've kept moving him, not letting the family know where he is. That came to a head on Monday. A judge ordered authorities to figure out where he was. And last night, a representative for Casey's daughter, Carrie, told CNN that he had been found in Washington, but the exact location is not clear. They're not real sure exactly where he is. We did some digging, of course, and we found out exactly how it was that Casey Kasem was discovered. We have the audio now.
Washington State Police.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem? Dude, you know we're looking for you, right?
Yesterday, I heard it through the grapevine.
So where are you?
The bus terminal.
Do you have a cross street?
Penny Lane.
Any other landmarks?
Strawberry Fields.
Great. So were you kidnapped?
Two times.
Do you know your kidnapper?
He was a little dog named Snuckles.
You were kidnapped by a dog?
Ponderous, man.
Really?
But I don't understand it.
Okay, well, we'll send some officers over right away.
Okay, good luck to you. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Isn't that fascinating? All right, Sarah Silverman wrote a blog on the do's and don'ts of being an actual full-grown woman. Now, I'm not a big fan of Sarah Silverman. I'm not a big fan of her comedy or her viewpoints, but she did actually have some good advice here. Her tips include, brushing and flossing every day, not looking for a man to complete you. Ladies, you are complete on your own. You do not need a man to make you a whole person. That's brilliant. Also, she says to the women, don't talk crap about yourself. Quit putting yourself down. And do not hate the person you are, that you've become. She used a little bit more colorful language. I edited just a bit, but I think that was honorable. We will be back after Todd Starnes' handcrafted commentary.